My great world. Wow, wow, wow. What a wonderful place to live. My great world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with meditation. My great world. Every time I turn around, I am just thrilled with my great world. I look here and there, and I see things revealing themselves in the perfect pattern. I see the snow capping the mountains. I see the rain gently falling around. I see it falling in the desert. Oh, how lovely when it falls in the absolute desert. And up pop flowers of every description from the desert. Flowers that I might never have known were there, except for the loving rain that gently falls. Oh, there's some belly washers and some gully washers, but really, it's a lovely experience. And the rain may last for maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, and then it's gone, and not to return for months. But in that flash of a moment, all the goodness, all the beauty, all the seeds that lie just under the surface of the desert itself are ready to spring out into their panoply of colors that are beyond description. Every imaginable color that shines forth in the brilliance of the rain and then the sun sparkling upon it. Oh, how great it is. My great world. I don't have to look very far to find my great world. It's all about me. We live in the high desert, and the high desert of Southern California is a very special world, a very special world. We don't have a lot of tall trees here. We don't have a lot good land. Much of it is arid, rocky, and hillsides, but it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. It is something that makes you just tingle inside when you see it. And in a rainstorm, I will drive from Campo here on top of the mountain down to San Diego, which is down at sea level. And here we might be having a slight snow. It doesn't last very long up here, but we do have it occasionally. And then I drive in town, I drive the freeways, and as I go through the different valleys, I see the snow changing to rain, and the rain changing the color of the environment from its darkish colored green to a beautiful colored green, and sparkling and beautiful and glorious. And then I pull into San Diego. And as I arrive at San Diego, the sun now is brightly shining. And all the world is completely beautiful. The freeways are dry. The street walks are dry. All the people are enjoying the freshness of the air as they go out and breathe deeply. For all of the impediments and all of the imperfections of the air have been brought down to earth and put on the ground to be added to the soil. But the air itself is brilliant to breathe, glorious to breathe, and wonderful. Oh my. My great world is great because I took the time to recognize it. My great world has always been there and always will be there, but only when I take the time to recognize it do I get to enjoy it in all of its fullness, in all of its beauty, in all of its magic, in all of its wonder. Only when I take the time to see how great it is, how wonderful life is it wonderful. I like to go into the nurseries, buy a tree now and then, bring it up to the mountain and put it on our wonderful property here, and we have our paradise garden area of our 104 acres, and it's a level area. We have fruit trees there, apple and plum and pear and many other types of trees, but mulberry and what have you. But the thing is, every Christmas, from our various houses that we might have had one or two or three Christmas trees, we've been planting them in the Paradise Garden. Well, now the Paradise Garden is a beautiful area of lovely pine trees that are now 20, 30 years old as time has gone by, and longer. And to go there and sit in the bench in this lovely park and look at the trees and look at the ground underneath the trees, which has been growing with a lush grass. It's a beautiful thing to see. But how great my world! It's only when I open my eyes to see it that I know that. Ellen decided that she was going to remove a bunch of brush from around the roadway coming up to the monastery, and going down the hillside from the monastery away from the beautiful yard we have. And as she pulled out the old brush and the old weeds and so forth, she created another landscape of beauty and glory. And you look at it and you say, wow, isn't that beautiful? My great world, isn't that wonderful? That is truly wonderful. Ellen saw what was not apparent. She saw a beautiful hillside. All she had to do was to remove some of the brush of the hillside to let its beauty shine forth. Ellen walks around the Absolute Monastery grounds here, the University of Healing campus, and as she does this, she sees here and there little things that need to be taken care of. And as she sees these little things, she makes mental notes of them so that on Monday, when our handyman comes and spends the day with us doing all the little chores Ellen has for him, our campus is transformed from one of a beautiful rustic place into a beautiful campus that is glorious to look at in every way. My great world is only as great as I create it, as I enjoy it, and as I love it. Are you ready for your great world? It's just a matter of you walking around wherever you are and deciding what little things could be done to make a big impact on your great world, to make it all the more beautiful. You can't be a shower coming down on the desert, but you can be the eyes that behold the desert after the shower. Before and long after the shower, when the desert returns to its normal experience. But beneath the soil always are those beautiful seeds of beautiful flowers that abundantly come forth and make it great. Because it is my great world. Enjoy your great world as I enjoy mine. And as I meditate on my great world, I am thrilled, tickled from head to toe, and delighted. I love you. I love you. I love you.